Going full speed from drill to drill, head coach Josh McDaniels and the Broncos took advantage of just about every possible on-field minute during today's passing camp practice. At one point, McDaniels said to his team, "Let's go. We have to go faster." For McDaniels, even in May, there's no alternative.
They don't have a choice. The pace is pretty frantic out there. We're going to move from one period to the next. You know, we're blitzing, we're third down, we're red area, 2 minute, all kinds of different kicking situations.
They threw some new stuff on us, and we got to learn it on the go and just cram it in there and come out here and try to do the best we can with it. So, you know, we make mistakes every now and then, but I think on a whole, you know, we've been pretty consistent, and offensively we've been, putting some good things together.
We're really trying to make them understand that that's what a game's like, you know. So our practices are going to be no different. They're going to be fast-paced. They're going to be a lot of different things included in them, and our players are going to be held accountable, because if we don't do those things right in a game, we're not going to win. So we got to do them right in practice. We got to be able to do a lot of things right in practice to be able to carry those over to success in the games.
For McDaniels, doing the little things right isn't limited to just route running or pass blocking, but even snapping the football.
Today we were just working on his front foot. Yesterday we were working with Chris on, you know, some of his mechanics and his footwork. You know, we have a ground level camera, go in there and you get to watch that every day. And actually, I think Kyle actually made a little bit of adjustment today in practice, you know, from some of the things that we've been working on. And Chris did the same thing yesterday. So I think it's valuable time for them. It's valuable time for me to get to talk to them about those little things, and they're really taking it to heart.
Right now, Sims and teammate Kyle Orton say they're trying to absorb as much as they can, and while they admit there's still a lot to learn, they're having fun and know good things should come once they nail down this offense.
He's got credit. You know, he's done it in the past and has really had successful offenses, so you really try to listen to him and buy into anything that he's saying to you. So it's been good so far.
It's very refreshing. I mean, to have the head coach there talking ball with you all the time, and you kind of get a feel for what he's thinking all the time. That's great, just to learn the football aspect of it, and it's great as a quarterback knowing that, you know, your coach is well prepared.
It brings a lot of energy to the entire team, but you can tell how much passion he has for the quarterback position, and it's certainly fun to show up for meetings and show up for work and have that energy every day.
It is called a passing camp, but the defense is working too. In just his second practice since shoulder surgery, linebacker DJ Williams ran back a Chris Sims interception for, albeit an uncontested, touchdown. Sims made amends, though, later on during goal line drill when he hit Daniel Graham for a touchdown. Much more in the weeks to come on Broncos TV as the team goes through its passing camps. Until then, I'm Chris Hall from Dove Valley. Thanks for watching.